Now Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party says it will hold a meeting on Sunday to discuss President Robert Mugabe's departure from office, as thousands of people are demanding the leader's resignation. Thousands booed a motorcade. You could hear them leaving the state house in Harare, which has been the scene of protests for hours. It's unclear whether the president was actually with that departing party, that motorcade. But meanwhile, Mugabe's nephew and a member of his party says the president has no intention of stepping down. Robert Zuawo says protests have been engineered by the military to, quote, disguise their coup. African countries' military forces seized power on the 14th of November in what they called an attempt to uproot corrupt politicians. They deny allegations of planning a coup. Zimbabwe's political turmoil simmers deep after its 93-year-old leader sacked his deputy last week in a move believed by some to be aimed at bringing his wife to power. And now we're joined out of London by David Otto, African policy analyst via phone. Hello, Mr. Otto, and thanks for joining us on the program. Your thoughts: this country hasn't seen or known anyone since its independence other than the president, this 93-year-old president we're speaking of in question. Your thoughts on the way forward now?
Well, it seems as if there is a kind of, you know, a stalemate between President Robert Mugabe and, you know, his very close colleagues, including MSC Mnangagwa. But what we've seen today is it kind of puts us in a situation to think that maybe there has been two coup d'etats, you know, against, you know, Robert Mugabe's government. One of them succeeded in actually taking away his wife from the scene, whom we've not been able to see since the army occupied the country. Then there has been the next coup d'etat, which has taken place today, because, you know, the amount of people that came out, you know, to call for the resignation of Robert Mugabe has never been seen in the history of Zimbabwe since 1980. So this is a reflection that, you know, there has been another coup d'etat which has been sponsored by the army, and people have come out in numbers, but this time without any resistance from either the security services or the army itself. So I think, you know, what would happen is that Robert Mugabe would have no other chance but to step down.
But David, even the opposition is saying right now they want to see the ballot box decide the future of the country. They do not want to see the military involved. African Union doesn't want to see the military involved. No one wants to see a coup in the country, obviously, except the military itself. Are you concerned about the future with the military involved now in this country's political process?
Of course. You know, if you listen, you know, to the communique that the military put up, you know, when it declared that there were criminals that it needed to get rid of, it made it quite clear that, you know, it was only targeting criminals. So the military is trying to not use the word or not make people in Zimbabwe or internationally believe that this is a coup d'etat, because it would affect, you know, the incoming government who would benefit from that coup d'etat. So the military has been very, very, they've been treading their lines, you know, and that is why we've seen, you know, some kind of a negotiation. It's like half a coup and half a negotiation going on now between the military and Robert Mugabe. So what we've seen is that, you know, the military is also concerned that the South African business community, which, you know, is very concerned about the situation in Zimbabwe, you know, has voiced, and so has the African Union, that they do not want to see, you know, these coup d'etats happening in Africa. So it is very concerning for the military, because they are looking at the economic and political impact that a coup d'etat would have, you know, for Zimbabwe.
Thank
so what
you,
they're
David.
Trying to do, yeah, is well, to is to bring a situation whereby, you know, it would lead to a democratic process.
And hopefully it will. I want to thank you for joining us there. We're all out of time. Mr. David Otto, African policy analyst, joining us there out of London.